and Company, 102.5, 106.3 The Game, streaming live on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook Live. We are live from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game National Studios. We are presented by the Southern Bank of Tennessee on a Fireball Hot Take Friday. So the draft starts as soon as we pop off the air at 6 o'clock. The draft starts on ESPN on TV, and Robbie and Max will be live at Bridgestone Arena, and they will have draft night in Smashville, and it will be a long night for Robbie and Max as the Predators pick at 5, at 23, and 26. And I am just now looking at NHL Network, and so I'm seeing what the set looks like and everything else out there in L.A. It looks very, very nice. And so with the Predators, we already know the first three picks are probably going to go as chalk. We expect Matthew Schaefer to go number one overall to the Islanders. We expect Michael Misa to go number two overall to the San Jose Sharks. And we expect Anton Frondell to go to the Chicago Blackhawks with the third overall pick. That would put the Utah Mammoth on the clock at number four. And there are rumors that the New York Islanders, who traded defenseman Noah Dobson today to Montreal in exchange for picks 16 and 17, would be looking to get up to number four to draft James Higgins out of Boston College. However, most people believe that if Utah sticks and picks at four overall, it will not be Higgins. I was told today by somebody I trust, somebody I'm connected to at Sirius, that Higgins is not going to Utah at four. So with that, who knows? But that would lead the Predators at five, with the assumption being that it'll either be Caleb DeNoyer or Brady Martin, centermen, who are both 6 feet tall, picked at number four to Utah on the clock. And the big debate around here is the center from Boston College, James Higgins, or the big 6'3", 200-pound power forward who is not a center but is a winger, Porter Martone. And the thing about Porter Martone is he puts the little black puck in the little white net, which, of course, for those of you that are keeping score, that's how you win games. So, who will the Predators take if that's their choice? And let's stick for right now, because we didn't ask Barry in depth about DeNoyer or Brady Martin, though Barry did say that compete level was very important to him, which the Athletic has said Brady Martin is the top choice as far as the best competitor in the class. So keep that in mind. But again, the two names that seem to keep, everybody keeps coming back to, James Higgins and Porter Martone. So we had Barry Trotz on the show, and Barry Trotz held a press conference. And we did these back to back on Tuesday, where Barry met with the media, and then we talked to him right afterwards, and we ran the press conference. And this was a strategic choice that I made. I said, let's run the press conference so we can get all the press conference questions out of the way, and then we can go deeper with some of the other questions that we have. And so that's what we decided to do. In the press conference, he was asked about Porter Martone and the big forward who is not a center, and we know the Predators have been looking for a center forever. Here's what Barry Trotz said about Porter Martone.
I want to ask about a specific player. Porter Martone, a really physically gifted player, great offensive player. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't play center. He plays wing. Yep. How much does that matter to you, the position versus the skill the player brings?
Well, there's a little bit more, probably a little bit more need. But if that player is available, you know, you can look at past drafts. I think I can't remember Brady Tkachuk, player that went before Brady Tkachuk. If you look at where it is now, they would probably want Brady Tkachuk, based on where players go. So we're going to look at the best player, and if there's a big discrepancy, then position won't matter. But if there's very little, then we'll probably go a little more position, that's all. But that'd be a great pick at five.
Okay. Then I asked him about James Higgins, given the fact that it seems like Higgins, who started the year as the number one prospect, has been falling down the boards, according to the gurus, because of the college season that he had at BC. Here's what Trotz said about Higgins. Did James Higgins' college season turn you off? Apparently, the reason he's been falling, Bob McKenzie ranked him before the year as the number one prospect. Now we're seeing some mock drafts. He's at eight, he's at nine. And there's a thought that, and I heard what you said when asked about his size, saying, like, hey, you know, there's some really good small players in the NHL. Absolutely. But did his college season turn you off? Because apparently that's what has rubbed some teams the wrong way.
Well, I didn't see him. I saw him twice maybe in college this year, maybe once. But I saw him at the World Championships, and he was good. He was really good. He had, I think, one game that I could say that was pretty average for him. But, you know, a lot of people will say, you know, he was playing with two pretty good players. Well, if you're at his age and you're playing with two players like Leonard and Perreault, I mean, you know, they're good players to make you look good, as a lot of people say. But you got to be a good player to play with them. So I'm on the other way with him. So, you know, every year there's a guy that falls. I think last year it was Cole Eiserman. He was a guy that was ranked number one. I think it's a little bit of a curse being ranked number one if maybe you're not a generational talent. And those guys get picked to death. I mean, James Higgins is going to be a good player in this league. He is. And I think those players get the curse of when you're not necessarily a generational player, the scouts pick you apart to the point where you just start to fall a little bit. And I know he's a good player.
Okay. I believe, just listening to those two, I think he's leaning towards Higgins. Now, Scott Wheeler, The Athletic, everybody else, they say that Predators have been all in on Martone. So I ran this through AI, and I said, based on those two samples, who do you think Barry Trotz is leaning to? And this was the response, quote, based on the tone, language, and subtle signs in the two responses, Barry Trotz is leaning towards James Higgins over Porter Martone. What his comments on Higgins told us, a defensive tone. He's pushing back on the criticisms of why Higgins is falling in the draft. Validating the performance, he uses his own eyes from the World Juniors to say Higgins was good. Emotional ownership when it came to James Higgins, quote, I'm the other way, signals a personal conviction. And respect for the journey acknowledges the scout fatigue and mental toll on a top-ranked player. This reads as, quote, don't overthink it, he's still legit. Trots on Porter Martone, AI says. That would be a great pick at five. If there's a big discrepancy, position won't matter. If it's close, we'll lean position. Conditional praise. Great pick if he's clearly better. Positional filter still matters. He's not ignoring the center need. He's just willing to override it if it is warranted. No personal conviction. There's no I really believe in him in the tone. The end is more procedural than passionate. Again, that last part where he said, hey, that'd be a great pick at five. Again, AI is saying that in the tone, no personal conviction. This reads as he's in the mix, but we need to be really sure. The conclusion, Trotz is leading towards Higgins. It says, Trotz sounds emotionally and philosophically aligned with James Higgins, and with Porter Martone, he sounds professionally open but non-committal. Prediction, if the board breaks clean with Schaefer, Misa, and Anton Frondell going in the first three picks, and the Predators are sitting there at number five, Trotz will take James Higgins unless Porter Martone is significantly higher on their internal board. So AI says, again, if these are the two they're picking between, and it does kind of feel, unless the Islanders get up there, it does kind of feel like that's who they're picking between. AI believes Barry Trotz is leaning towards James Higgins over Porter Martone. And I'm just going to say, again, for somebody who hasn't scouted these guys, I would prefer Higgins, a center, over Martone, who's on the wing. 615-737-1025, which is our phone number, 615-737-1025. Now, the college season that Higgins had at BC, how does that compare with other players in the league? We'll get to that next. Stillman and Company, 1025, 1063 The Game.
Round with the top five for us here. You got the Nashville Predators, Craig, who have not picked in the single digits in more than a decade.
screaming for a center, screaming for more than a center, James Hagans. You know, a lot of talk over the course of the year that James Hagans was a player that could challenge for first overall. I don't think that's the case any longer. But James Hagans is really smart. He had what I would call a really good, solid first season at Boston College. When I watch him play, I see Nico Hischier. And he's good enough defensively to be put into that category of player.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to be a 90-point guy in the NHL, but I think he's going to contribute offense. And boy, oh boy, do the Nashville Predators need a center that can create offense for their team.
Okay, there you go. That was Craig Button, TSN in the mock draft. So as far as the college season is concerned, James Hagans was considered by a lot of people, including TSN's Bob McKenzie, as the number one prospect coming into the year. And now here we are talking about him being available at five. And the reason why is because at BC this year, as a freshman, James Hagans did not light it up. So I decided to compare the freshman season for James Hagans to a bunch of high-end first-round picks to see how he compared and whether or not this should worry us or what we should expect out of, you know, again, the real true number one, number two type prospects. So for comparison, the top first, second, third overall guys, Jack Eichel at BU as a freshman, Adam Fantilli at Michigan, and Macklin Celebrini also at BU. Those guys absolutely lit it up. And those guys all went within the first three picks of their drafts. Eichel, Fantilli, and Celebrini were all in about, they all roughly played about 40 games. In about 40 games, 38 games, somewhere around there, they were all 70 points, 65 points, 64 points. Hagans was more 37 points in 37 games. That's actually good. But Celebrini had 32 goals his freshman year at BU. Hagans had 11 goals last year. That's the difference. The class that Hagans is more aligned with is that of Trevor Zegrist, who in 33 games at BU had 36 points. Matt Boldy, 34 games at BC, 26 points. Kent Johnson, whoever the hell that is, 26 games, 27 points. And Logan Cooley, who actually had more of a season, and a lot of people compare Logan Cooley to James Hagans, actually had more of a Celebrini, Fantilli, Eichel type year. Logan Cooley, 60 points in 39 games. What it's telling me is, hey, Hagans is a really, really good top line center. But he's not Macklin Celebrini. He's not Jack Eichel. He's not one of those guys. So then my theory would be, okay, if he is a Matt Boldy, if he is a Logan Cooley, if he is that kind of player, Zegras, I mean, I think Zegras has an attitude problem. Or there's something not right between him and Anaheim. We'll see how he does in Philadelphia. But if that's the case, and you look at Porter Martone and you think Porter Martone is a 40-goal-a-year winger, you think he is what Mikko Rantanen has been so far in the NHL with that big body and that big frame, then I could see why you take Martone. But as far as the freshman season is concerned, it's not as if Hagan's freshman year was a disaster at BC. It just was more like Matt Boldy and Kent Johnson and Trevor Zegrist than it was Adam Fantilli or Macklin Celebrini or Jack Eichel. 615-737-1025. Phone lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Noah is up next here on a Fireball Hot Take Friday. Noah, thank you for calling. Thank you for waiting. You go ahead.
Appreciate the time. I've been hawking the draft lines, and you're pretty spot on 1, 2, 3. But number four, the odds have dropped in the past hour. It's going to be Hagans. It's minus 310. I mean, I think number four, it's going to be Islanders. It's going to either move up or somebody's going to have to move up to that spot. Martone's going, I think, at number five.
What do the lines say about Martone at five?
He's second favorite right now.
So who's the top favorite at five?
Caleb Desnoyers.
So then why are you saying Martone over to Noyer?
Noyer, just due to the fact, I think it's his fit. And the line is moving towards that way as well. So it's crunching. But another name to watch is still Brady Martin. Dropped from the 10X down to 6X. Line's moving that way. So it's either Preds can even move up to number four, or they're staying put. They go Martone, or they trade back. There's also that potential chance.
So I don't see. I do not see the Predators trading back. Thank you for your call, Noah. Here's what I'll say on the betting odds. You be very careful with this because I followed the betting odds very closely prior to the 2023 NFL draft. And if you remember, all day leading up to the draft, there was all that chatter. Remember Diana Russini in the Titans facility on ESPN? There was all that chatter that the Titans were going to make that big trade with Arizona at number three, and they were going to draft C.J. Stroud. And remember how one person on Reddit sent the Will Levis number one overall just through the roof odds. Like out of nowhere, some guy on Reddit said that. The night of the 23 draft, all day, the Titans were circled as the landing spot for Stroud at three. And then about an hour before the show, or I should say an hour before the draft. So the way that we do our draft show, obviously, is I'm on 2 to 6, and then we're together, me, Derek, Trevor, Chris, on from 6 to 7, and then the draft starts at 7 o'clock. And while we were on for that hour, all the money started coming in on Stroud at 2. And that was an hour before the draft. So I think what's happening here is the reports that we've seen, whether it be Frank Saravalli, who says that the two picks that Montreal gave to New York in order to get Noah Dobson is equal to the fourth or fifth pick. And we've seen the report from Cam Robinson at Elite Hockey Prospects, who says that right now the Islanders are zeroing in on number four, and they'll do whatever it takes to get to number four to take James Hagans, and the owner will do whatever it takes. Maybe that's all real, and maybe that is going to happen, but also I think what's happening is the speculation is leading towards a lot of people making the bet, because I believe yesterday the betting odds, as they were concerned, had Hagans at 5. So I would caution you when it comes to the betting odds. I'd say be very careful with that. I do not see the Predators taking a trade back here. Like, I could see, again, one of the centers, whether it's Denoyer, who seems to be, you know, this just solid player, Martin, who seems to just have this unbelievable compete level, according to Scott Wheeler at The Athletic. But these other guys, like a trade back and taking, what, a Victor Eklund? Can't see it. A trade back and taking Roger McQueen? Can't see it. And what would the Predators be getting in a trade back? Again, all you do is sit there for years and years and years and say, oh, God, I wish we sucked more and didn't lose in the first round in a series that we were never going to win. Oh, I wish we sucked more so we could get a good pick. And then finally, because you lived through this disastrous season, you finally get a good pick. And then you want to trade it? Would trade out of that pick? No. Stick and pick. Who's at the top of the board? Take him. I am a little surprised, though, to see Denoyer up there at number 5. I am a little surprised. And it does feel, if the odds are shifting in Hagan's favor, again, I don't know if that's report-driven or if that's those guys always know-driven, but it could be one or the other. 615-737-1025, which is our phone number, 615-737-1025. We also have some new names that we may have to keep an eye on. We'll get to that coming up next. Stillman and Company, 1025, 1063 The Game. So when it comes to deciding between what you really value the most, is it the high-end skill, even if it's in a smaller package? Is it the compete level of a Caleb Denoyer or a Brady Martin, which is a lot like Sam Bennett. You know, people are comparing him to Sam Bennett. Is it the just raw size and talent, albeit with the medical question marks? Which of those matters the most to you?
Oh, wow. They all bring different packages. What matters most to me? I think the safest thing is always the compete, the drive. That's a really something that I don't think you find a National Hockey League player, unless they're ultra skilled, are going to make it in the National Hockey League for any length of time. So you're looking for a combination. They all have skill.
Okay, there you go. That was Barry Trotz saying, you know, it's that ultimate drive. It's that compete. It's that. And there's one thing about that I keep coming back to. So Corey Pronman, who is the other draft analyst, we referenced Scott Wheeler a lot at The Athletic. The other draft analyst they have is Corey Pronman. And by the way, Joe Rexroad, if you could please send this to your superiors at The Athletic. If it was not, now that they don't cover the Predators and they don't cover the Titans and they don't cover really anything anymore that I care about, the only reason that is worth having a subscription to The Athletic is because they do a great job as far as the NHL is concerned, and I do like Mike Sando's stuff when it comes to talking to executives in the NFL. So if you get rid of Mike Sando and you get rid of this stuff with the NHL, I'm out. So just keep that in mind. But Corey Pronman has his latest mock draft out today, and I was a little surprised. He had Brady Martin going to the Predators with the 5th overall pick, which is kind of a surprise given the fact that all of the chatter has been about Martone and Hagans. But I keep coming back to the fact that it sounds like Brady Martin is a Trotz kind of guy. What did Trotz say in that cut right there that really matters to him? It's the compete level. When they did their superlatives at The Athletic as far as the NHL draft was concerned about who are the most, who's the most talented, who's the fastest skater, who's got the best shot, who's got the highest compete, it was Brady Martin. And they wrote at the same time that there was nobody else who was in Brady Martin's class in terms of a competitor. Again, Barry Trotz is a coach. Now, it's kind of funny because when I used to work with Floyd used to always tell me how the general manager's job, the difference between being GM and being coach, is that the general manager has to protect the future of the organization from the coach. And the coach is the one who wants to win right now, wants everything right now, and they would trade every first-round pick for a player if they could. And sometimes Barry Trotz runs the Predators like a coach. Not all the time. You know, Andrew Burnett for the last 2 years has wanted Tanner Mullendike on the NHL roster, and Barry Trotz has said no. But the reason I say this is because every now and then that inner coach in Barry Trotz comes out. And when it comes to the compete level, as far as Brady Martin is concerned, I could see it. Again, he's a 6-foot center, and he's got a high compete level. And the way I see these guys doing this is, and I'm talking about the Barry Trotz type guys, is they'll look at it and say, with that effort and with that talent, we can coach him to be better than his talent says he is with that level of compete that he's got. And when I read up on Brady Martin, the one guy I kind of keep circling back to is Mike Fisher. Brady Martin is 6 foot and 180 pounds. Now, I don't know exactly how much Mike Fisher weighed, but I'm going to guess that's probably how big Mike Fisher was. I mean, in real life, I think Mike Fisher might be like 5'10", 5'11". But you know how they always do this. They're, oh, yeah, 6'1". But I think 6 feet, 180, I think that's probably what Mike Fisher was. And we know Barry Trotz loved Mike Fisher. And this organization loves that Mike Fisher-type player. Forget about the fact that Mike Fisher's married to Carrie Underwood. That was a big story for everybody who didn't give a rat's ass about hockey. But as far as the actual hockey part of it is concerned and what Mike Fisher represented, whether it's David Poile, Barry Trotz, Peter Laviolette, whomever, those guys would have taken a bullet for Mike Fisher because they know Mike Fisher would have taken a bullet for the Predators. And so if Brady Martin, I can see Trotz, the coach, sitting there looking at this Brady Martin and saying, look, I know that Hagans is a little bit more talented, but Brady Martin is a much tougher competitor. And when it comes to grinding and getting through those games, the key is the competition. I could see it. I see it happening. Robin says Fisher was 215. Was Fisher 215 when he was drafted, though? What was he when he was drafted? 215? I don't think Mike Fisher was 215, Robbie. Come on now. But then there's a part in the Corey Pronman mock draft that I do not like. Pronman writes, I think they likely go to Noye if he's available at 5. Otherwise, my bet is between Martin and Roger McQueen for them. And it should be noted, by the way, that Caleb DeNoye goes in this mock draft with the 4th overall pick to Utah. He says, otherwise, my bet is between Brady Martin and Roger McQueen. McQueen bears some risk at 5, but Nashville did a lot of background work on him, and GM Barry Trotz was quoted this week saying he thinks McQueen could be a number one center. Let me just say right now, no on Roger McQueen. Jake, if you could, Barry Trotz was on our program earlier this week, and he's the one who brought up Roger McQueen, which is what I guess Corey Pronman is referencing, because I don't think he talked about McQueen in his press conference, but I'm guessing it was this on the show that they said, well, you know, maybe they could take McQueen, and I'm just going to tell you, listen to the conversation when he and I get into it about the back injury. I tell you right now, no on Roger McQueen. Here was Barry earlier this week.
To me, the wild card in this whole, the two wild cards that you just mentioned, is Roger McQueen. I mean, if you really look at him, he's 6'5.5". Teams are projecting him to be, could be a number one center. There is some question on his back, but I think hopefully that's all been taken care of in terms of all the medical and all that.
Hopefully, shouldn't you have the answer to that right now?
I do have the answer to that. I know a lot of good things. I mean, he's a sprinter. So he's got good genetic genes. If you're that big and you're running sprints, that you're a good athlete.
Have you ever met somebody that had a bad back before?
Yes.
I've never met somebody that's had a bad back. I only know people that have bad backs. I worry about backs.
I do too. And with their studies on body type, different people have more constant back pain with certain body types, all that. So we're looking at all that. But to me, when you throw out all those names, one of them will probably be a Predator next year. And the two wild cards that, to me, is trying to get a gauge where they're going to go is a guy like Marton and McQueen.
Okay, so that's what Barry said, and the one part that stood out to me was when I said to Barry Trotz, I don't like back injuries, I worry about back injuries, and he said, I do too. You cannot, with this 5th pick, take Roger McQueen. And Roger McQueen is 6'5". I mean, if Roger McQueen didn't get hurt, then he probably is the number one or number two pick in this draft. But the key word in all of that is if. And he did get hurt. And I can't overlook that. If Roger McQueen goes on to be a star, you know, a lot of people said to me when I said, hey, I'd make the trade with the Giants and I'd trade Cam Ward and I wouldn't take him and whatever. And people said, but if Cam Ward becomes the next Mahomes, Jared, then you're going to feel really stupid. Sure. I mean, I guess Buffalo traded the pick for Mahomes and I think they're doing okay. That said, though, if Roger McQueen goes on to be an absolute superstar, and the Predators didn't take him, I'll accept it. I can live with it. What I can't live with is the Predators taking him at number 5, and then the Predators saying, well, our doctors seem to like the back injury, and when it comes to the doctors and the back injury, oh, we think it'll be okay, and then it being Caleb Farley 2.0. That I will not accept. If that happens, and they take Roger McQueen. Now, Roger McQueen just isn't a very good player. That's one thing. But if they take Roger McQueen and Roger McQueen becomes Caleb Farley 2.0, I will think that everybody should be fired. Because you know, you've got the warning. You don't expect to pick this high again. So on Brady Martin, you can talk me into that. Roger McQueen with the back injury, you cannot talk me into. You cannot talk me into that with the fifth overall pick. 615-737-1025 is the phone number if you want to get in. 615-737-1025 here on the program. It's Stillman & Company. And I guess we're, you know, I'm still waiting for some of the rumors to come up. There is one player we really haven't spent a lot of time talking about that maybe we need to start talking about. We'll get to that next. Stillman & Company, 1025, 106 through the game.
Then there was another name that I'll add to the list that I heard after my mock draft dropped yesterday, and that's Brady Martin's name. And Brady is really in that mix from 4 to 7, an ultra competitor who would fit with Zachary LaRue and some of the other players that that the Predators have drafted and brought into the organization in recent years. But Martin maybe doesn't have the high-end skill or the high-end point production projectability that a player like Porter Martone or James Haggins has. But what Brady Martin does have is sort of the motor that never stops, the most physical player in the draft, the most competitive player in the draft, the fiercest competitor in the draft. Use whatever cliche you want. That's sort of Brady Martin's identity.
Okay, if you don't think that that wets Barry Trotz's panties, then I don't think you know Barry Trotz. When it's like that compete level of player in Brady Martin, he would be, I mean, he's just, I think that's exactly what Barry Trotz loves. The guy who, hey, you know, he's not the most talented, but he works his ass off and he'll fight for every puck and he'll get to every spot on the ice and he'll get in front of the net and he'll get dirty and block a shot on the penalty kill. And he'll, that right there, I'm telling you, that to me, that is Barry Trotz to a T. One thing that we don't talk a lot about, or one name that we haven't talked a lot about, maybe we should, is Caleb DeNoyer. So as of right now, in fact, let me refresh it because the odds are shifting to the point the caller made earlier this hour. When it comes to the draft odds, according to FanDuel Sportsbook, as of right now, Caleb DeNoyer is the leading favorite, the odds-on favorite, to go number 5 overall to the Predators at plus 125. James Haggins continues to jump with the odds at number 4 at minus 340. It's pretty crazy. What they're saying is that Anton Frondell, which I think you can pin in, Frondell at number 3, Frondell is minus 370 to 3, and Haggins is minus 340 at 4. So the odds are saying that Haggins is as likely to 4, which we believe would be to the Islanders, with a trade up ahead of the Predators, and then DeNoyer would be the favorite to go technically, although he's not a betting favorite, he is the odds-on favorite at plus 125, Martone plus 200. It's right there between DeNoyer and Martone. So here's what they say about Caleb DeNoyer, who in the latest Corey Pronman mock draft is going at number 4 overall. According to the different troughs, they have DeNoyer rated as the 4th best player at 6'1.5 and 175. Caleb DeNoyer's skating is average, puck skills above average, hockey sense above average, and compete above average, with his player comp being Nico Hischier. And Nico Hischier was the former number 1 overall pick in the draft. Nico Hischier's a good player. He's not a great player, which, again, when you're picking 5, you're probably going to get a good player. You're probably not going to get a great player. Here's what they write at The Athletic. Quote, DeNoyer was one of the best players in the QMJHL this season as a leader on the top team in the league. He was also the MVP of the QMJHL playoffs and the number 1 pick in the QMJHL draft. I'm guessing that is the Quebec Junior League, the Quebec Montreal Junior Hockey League, whatever. He checks every box for what you want in an NHL center. He's tall and fast and makes a lot happen with and without the puck. DeNoyer displays excellent skill and playmaking ability. He creates offense on the move, off the perimeter, and at the net. He has great creativity as a playmaker while also being a detailed two-way player. DeNoyer can be trusted to check top players as he has the physical edge in his game and gives a high effort every game. He has the potential to be a number 1 center who can play in any situation. Sounds good to me. Again, a legitimate number 1 center as far as that is concerned. So, the one thing I do want to say when it comes to all this, well, you know what? I'm going to hold this in the back. But if they end up with Inouye, not the end of the world. Again, the comp is Nico Hischier. The comp for James Higgins is William Nylander. I think I'd rather have Nylander than Hischier. And then let's see what the Porter Martone. Porter Martone is actually ranked third on the big board, and his comp is Philip Forsberg. Not that I don't like Forsberg, but, you know, I want to do better than Forsberg here. Let's go to your phones. Keegan is up next here on our program. Keegan, thank you for waiting and calling. You go ahead.
Hey, Jared. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I want to piggyback off of what you said between Higgins and Martone. So Higgins is a center that we need desperately, but Martone, number one, has the size. Number two is more NHL ready. And number three, puts the puck in the net, which I didn't watch a lot of games last year because I have YouTube TV and can't watch them, but it seems to me like we need to put the puck in the net.
What?
So
okay.
If he's there, why, so if he's there, why not take him?
Okay, thank you for your call. Did I say something? Because the text line is like, oh, that's going to be my favorite sound clip for the station. And somebody else said, oof, Jared. And then somebody else on the YouTube chat said, what in the world? Ha, ha, ha. What did I say? Jake, did I say something?
Maybe it was the Barry Trotz panties comment coming out of the break.
Oh.
That's the only thing I can think of, though.
Are you people really not, like, desensitized on this program to that point?
I was going to say, that's not, like, that out of the ordinary.
I mean, like, look, if Willie Donick said it, yeah, that would be a shocker. But for me to say, I say stuff like that all the time. Get over it. I'm sitting here thinking, like, what's going on here? I'm sorry to the caller. His point was that Martone is more ready and puts the puck in the net. One of those two things I care about. Putting the little black puck into the little white net. The who's more NHL ready, I could not give a rat's ass about. I'm not on the hot seat as a Nashville Predator fan. I am a Nashville Predator fan today. I will be a Nashville Predator fan next year. I will be a Nashville Predator fan 8 years from now. It will not matter. I will root for the Predators. So I just want the guy who's going to be the best player. This idea of who, well, you go get the best player right now. Who cares? Who cares who the best player is right now? I care about who the best player is going to be. So that I don't care about. Now, the point about Martone, the fact that he puts the puck in the net, that matters. Because, again, and I know that Nashville is not the is not Toronto in terms of the way we talk hockey, though I think Nashville gets a bad reputation around the entire NHL because I do think the fans here know the sport. Most of us know the way you win is by putting that little black puck in that little white net. That's how you win. And when you've got a goalie who everybody in that organization thinks can keep that little black puck out of that little white net, even though when games really matter, he never does, you're going to need guys to put the little black puck in the little white net. That's what it's going to take. One texter in the text line says, if they draft Inouye and I have to listen to the national media butcher his name, I'll jab ice picks in my ears. How hard is it to... Have you never met anybody French? Like, if you never met, again, I did not know. I was actually in Costa Rica. I'm guessing that the week of the draft lottery is when I went to Costa Rica. I don't know. But I woke up one night at like 2 a.m. in Costa Rica. And I kid you not, at 2 a.m. in Costa Rica, I am reading just on my phone about the hockey draft. I'm a nerd. I know. And I'm reading in the Athletic about these different guys, and I'm reading about Inouye, and I'm like, I think his name is pronounced Inouye, even though it's spelled Denoyers, but I'm like, I'm pretty sure it's Inouye. Well, then I looked it up. His brother plays in the league, and there's a pronunciation guide for every player in the league. Like, they spell out Mike Fisher's name, like M-I-G-H, you know, whatever, Mike. It's Inouye, I do believe. One texter says, heaven forbid the Predators get two guys that can score 48 goals. Forsberg scored 48 goals once. I mean, Matt Duchene scored 40 goals that year too, and they cut him a year later. So, whatever. One texter says, you should care who's more ready because Trotz and the staff ruin prospects with overcooking. Who have they ruined? Who have they ruined by overcooking? Have they ruined Mullendijk? Have they ruined Matthew Wood? I mean, Matthew Wood's already played in the NHL. So who have they ruined by overcooking? That I don't get. Apparently, DraftKings now has the, I guess, the daylight between Denoyer and Martone. They have it Denoyer plus 180, Martone plus 190. So, look, I don't care if they take Martone. Again, a guy puts a little black puck in the little white net. 615-737-1025 is the phone number, 615-737-1025 here on our program. Coming up next, my prediction for what's going to happen tonight, but it has changed today. We will get to that next. Stillman & Company, 102.5, 106 for the game.